This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case to loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A lot of stuff to talk about today's show. Dr. Fauci has some new information on this year's coronavirus vaccine once we get it. Not the most positive, but I'm sure people are going to get all their panties all up in a bunch, so we need to talk about that. We need to talk about how, which isn't really a secret anymore, how George Floyd and Officer Derek Chauvin actually, I think, worked together. We're going to talk about that. There's some interesting details on that, which could kind of unfold more of this story of what happened with his unfortunate, tragic death. We have the Titanic is back in the news, right? After how many, like, years? Apparently there's this big fight over, I think it's Morse code. Being able to get one of the artifacts. See, I love history and I love artifacts and I love antiques and all that. So it's some pretty, pretty cool stuff we need to talk about. But I want to kind of just put aside for a couple seconds some of all the negativity and stuff that's been going on. Because I finally have some good news. Hey! Got another book published, and this one is one of my favorites. I did it with, some newly graduated doctors, as well as my kids, and it's called The Art of the Boo-Boo. Oh, it is so cool. It is so, so cool. So basically, all right, I write a lot, right? And I've worked with Miranda Steinweg, Fran Nana Diego, Denise Praxidio, who, by the way, is an amazing illustrator. And then, of course, Stoner Brock Wax. And we made these little bite-sized, very easy to write, little bite-sized snippets for new moms and caregivers or even old moms like me, right, that just kind of need stuff broken down. You know, like, what should your first aid kit look like? You know, what do you do for a boo? You know, a cut, a scrape, you know, fever, stomach ache, things like that. And it was, you know, a real, real easy idea to unfold, because I think things are very, very complicated. People make things so much more complicated. And my show, you notice I don't really speak, you know, Harvardese. Because I just, you know, my English isn't that good. And I like to simplify things. I don't know a lot of multisyllabic words. In medical school, I couldn't spell most of the words. And so I would abbreviate a lot of things. And still, I cannot spell the word hemorrhoid. I have trouble spelling the word hemorrhage. I know what a hemorrhage is. I know how to treat it. In an ER setting, depending on where you're hemorrhaging from, I just can't spell the sucker, okay? I can't spell. I just can't. And I have trouble reading, right, some of these big words too. Especially when my nose is running, because then I make the book all wet with my nose. So, we created this very easy book, little baby chapters, little baby book that kind of deals with everything. And the boo-boo, I love the term boo-boo, because a boo-boo is something that, you know, can be like a cut, a scrape, an ache, a tummy ache, but it can also be something from the inside, like bullying, like, you know, inferiority complex, you know, anxiety, things like that. And so, you know, we kind of did very, very briefly a whole gamut of things on boo-boos. And, you know, it's my introduction I had written a little while ago on how, you know, medicine could be a science. It was funny. I was just talking to my friend about this, too. But there's an art to medicine. And so we named this book The Art of the Boo-Boo because it's really an art. Medicine is an art. And I talk about medicine as an art remember, Obamacare came out. And I was like, look, you know, it's a canvas. We doctors have a canvas, and our tools are the paintbrush, you know, and sometimes we're just given the paint from the insurance companies But as long as you have a paintbrush, it doesn't matter what paint you get, you could still make art. You could still. Obamacare seemed to, you know, take our paintbrush, break it in half, right, and shove it up our retroperitoneums. So I had a big issue with Obamacare because I think it really, really messed with the art of medicine. But honestly, it's an art. So you guys check it out. It's on Amazon, and it's a really, really cool book. And big shout out to Denise Miranda Fran, who worked their tails off in such a short period of time. But they're physicians, and they know a lot about these these issues, and you know they also know how to say things the way I need to understand them. So very, very cool. We're gonna try to keep it light today. Because, you know, it's a difficult time, and we're seeing a lot of, I don't know if you guys have been kind of noticing, we're seeing a lot of people getting fired, we're seeing a lot of, shows being canceled, Cops, I think LAPD, the show might be canceled, I think Gone with the Wind was pulled off the streaming services like Netflix and things like that. And so we're having a very, we're kind of, rather than, trying to fix an issue that is, unfortunately very delicate when we talk to race relations and injustice and, police brutality and, in custody deaths. And unfortunately, we're seeing machete-type movements being done, and I think it's making the problem worse. We have a UCLA professor we need to talk about where he was just suspended because there were students who needed grade leniency because of what was going on with the George Floyd protests. And I think they were, I don't think it was the people at protesting. I think it was a group of white students who wanted their colleagues to be able to pass the, and school's been out. And when he denied them, he got suspended. So what happened with George Floyd and Derek Chauvin is affecting, it affects all of us, but it's even affecting us in ways that we didn't think it would. And people are voicing their opinions, they're getting fired. People are showing anger and unfortunately maybe disclosing racism. That's not a good thing. And so we're starting to, we thought COVID was going to be the end of 2020. We thought COVID was going to be enough. We thought the economy, having trouble, which by the way, we also have to talk about that. Apparently, in my state, we're about $812 million short. So if everybody could kind of check their pockets for some extra change, because we're going to have to figure that one out. So we're going to try to keep the light as best as we can. But check out The Art of the Boo-Boo on Amazon. Very, very cool.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So you guys need to clue me in on this because I'm not really following here. The U.S. government is going to try to stop a company's planned salvage mission to retrieve the Titanic's wireless telegraph machine. Why? Because the government says it's going to break federal law and a pact with Britain to leave the iconic shipwreck undisturbed. Now, I understand that there are certain things that we want to preserve and, you know, we want to, you know, not have people, you know, sell and break off into pieces and, you know, salvage and things like that. I get that. But I think a bunch of us would like to see this telegraph machine that they use Morse code on. I think we would like to see pieces of the Titanic. The Leonardo DiCaprio film was nice, but it was CGI, a lot of it, all right? Computer-generated imagery. I would really like to see some real-life Titanic stuff. I think it's our history. It's like the Liberty Bell. Somebody said, well, the Liberty Bell is in some barn, and you can't go into the barn. Look at how we look at the Liberty Bell, and we're like, ah, you know, this is wonderful. So, that's what I say. I go, ah, this is wonderful. I do. I say that. You don't? What do you say when you look at the Liberty Bell? I'm hungry. I want to get a Philly cheesesteak. Yeah, it's in Philadelphia. Liberty Bell's in Philadelphia. I love Philly. I love the Boston, Philly, New England. I don't know if Philly's considered New England, but any of the area where our forefathers were in, it is really, really cool. I mean, I understand in Europe, you're walking around and you're seeing things from Roman times. But, you know, to me, growing up in the West, you know, nothing was older than, like, the 1940s from most of the places where I lived. Even though, yeah, L.A. was around before then, but still, most of the buildings I touched, you know, newer than 1940. And then here you are seeing things from the 1600s, 1700s, Paul Revere's house. Very, very cool. So if you haven't been to Boston, check out Paul's Revere House. If you haven't been to Philly, got to check out the Liberty Bell. And, of course, Philly cheesesteaks. They are to die for. I mean, really, really yummy stuff. So anyway, let's go back to the Titanic. So U.S. attorneys have filed a legal challenge before a federal judge in Norfolk, Virginia. And Virginia is also very cool. And the expedition is expected to begin by the end of August. Now, the Atlantic-based salvage firm is called RMS Titanic. Okay, they might have to change the name if they aren't able to salvage any part of the Titanic. And they said it would exhibit the telegraph. I guess it was called a telegraph. I would call it a Morse code machiney thingy, but I guess back then they were called it the telegraph. And then they would tell the stories of the operators who broadcast the sinking ship's distress calls. The company plans to recover the radio equipment from a deckhouse near the Titanic's grand staircase. The mission would require an underwater vehicle to cut into the rapidly deteriorating roof if the submersible is unable to slip through a skylight. So basically what they're saying is it would have to cut into the treasured Titanic. But they're telling us it's already deteriorating. So we can either wait till it deteriorates or just help it along a little bit. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but I really want to see the telegraph. U.S. attorneys argue that the company can't do that. They say federal law requires the firm to get authorization from the Secretary of Commerce before conducting salvage expeditions that would physically alter or disturb the wreck. Okay, now that I get. But there's an agreement with the U.K., and with the UK, they add that they regulate entry into the hull sections to prevent disturbances to the hull and other artifacts of any human remains. The international agreement calls for the Titanic to be recognized as a memorial to those men, women, and children who perished and whose remains should be given appropriate respect. So I get that, but can you grab the telegraph? So for those of you that don't know the story of the Titanic or you think that the movie, you know, was fake, it really happened. And basically the Titanic was traveling from England to New York. And this was supposed to be one of the biggest ships, and it was advertised and marketed as being unsinkable, and it was really really ahead of its time. But it sank in 1912, and it killed most of, I think, about 1,500 passengers and crew. And they hit an iceberg, and it sank in about an hour, hour and a half time, I believe. And there wasn't enough lifeboats. Why? Because they were trying to show it off and for pictures and things like that. They thought that the lifeboats were ugly and ruining the, you know, decorum of the ship. Now, even though Titanic has a big name, it really is a lot smaller than cruise ships now. Cruise ships now, they like can house 20,000 feet. It's like a little city. But back then, it was smaller. In fact, you know, they are recreating the Titanic cruise ship after COVID dies down. I believe there's supposed to be a Titanic cruise, and I think it's going to be next year, where it is a ship built like the Titanic, and it takes the same route as the Titanic. Hopefully, it doesn't also hit an iceberg. So anyway, supposedly, there was an iceberg, and somebody said, iceberg right ahead. and they hit the iceberg. People were playing with the ice, you know, they felt something off, but, you know, they didn't, you know, everybody, they tried to kind of keep things calm, as opposed to what we did with coronavirus, right? We told everybody that the sky was falling with coronavirus. So what happened is they got, you know, a lot of the first class, you know, people off the ship, you know, and then, unfortunately, third class and crew, you know, many of them couldn't get off the ship and died. And men, the women and children were supposedly put on the boat first. That would really stink to be a guy. That always scared me as a kid. I'm like, man, you know, because, you know, my sister and my mom would complain about their periods and complain about being a woman and all that. But when I heard about the Titanic story where men, you know, because they were guys and dudes, you know, they had to give the, you know, women and children, you know, a shot on the boat. And I get that. You know, I'd want kids to be on there, but I remember going, gosh, man, I don't want to be a guy now. Man, that's, it really scared me as a kid. That stinks. Nowadays, boy, they have plenty of room on the boats. And I mean, they make you do these, they force you out of your rooms to do drills and, you know, whenever you take a cruise, you know, everybody wants to start drinking and partying and no, because an hour in, they make sure you know where your boat is and where you go, and you have to have a certain number and ID, and your kids have to know where to go, and it's kind of, you know, yeah, anyway. So, on that fateful night in April 1912, distress calls were made to other ships that were made by the Marconi wireless telegraph machine. And apparently, it was credited with helping to save hundreds of people on lifeboats, because somebody did get the message. So the U.S. filed its arguments with the same federal judge who ruled last month that the salvage firm could dive 2.5 miles to recover the telegraph equipment. But the Titanic site sits on the floor of the North Atlantic, about 400 miles off Newfoundland, Canada. So I think it's too deep for divers. So in May, U.S. District Judge Rebecca Beach Smith agreed with the salvage firm that the telegraph is historically important and can soon disappear within the rapidly decaying wreck. Smith wrote that recovering the telegraph would contribute to preserving the legacy of the ship. See, that's how I look at it. If things are decaying, get them out. Isn't there supposed to be a blue necklace with like a big blue crystal and diamonds? That was fake also, right? Anyway, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration represents the public's interest in the shipwreck. NOAA has operated for friends, quote, years as a friend of the court. So we'll see what happens. But again, I mean, I don't want people, you know, going in there, scavenging, you know, selling it on eBay, but if this is going to be in a museum, or these are things that are good, it really bothers me that, you know, we have so much down there that could actually teach us a lot about, you know, the people that died and things like that. And so to me, I, you know, as long as you're not, you know, disturbing the bodies, and I don't see what the problem is getting the telegraph. Ex-cop Derek Chauvin, the former police officer that allegedly killed George Floyd in that video when he had his knee on George Floyd's neck for about 8.5 minutes, apparently worked with George Floyd at the El Nuevo Rodeo. And David Piney, who worked with both of them, said that the former officer, Derek Chauvin, was extremely aggressive within the club and with some of the patrons, which was an issue. The owner of Nuevo Rodeo, is it Rodeo or Rodeon? Looks like there might be a typo in this. Maya Santa Maria said Chauvin worked as an off-duty officer at the club for 17 years. Now, they have theories on what might have happened, but apparently they knew each other, and they actually had butted heads. Now, this had come out last week, and a lot of us didn't realize that there was a little bit of history between those two. So, unfortunately, that could possibly escalate the charge against him in terms of intent. The 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
Attention. attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In his opening statements during a House Judiciary Committee hearing Wednesday about policing practices and law enforcement accountability, George Floyd's brother describes the anguish his family felt when videos surfaced showing the death of his brother.
When you watch your big brother, who you looked up to your whole entire life, die begging for his mom, I'm tired of pain.
Top government infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says the WHO was not correct in claiming that asymptomatic transmission of the coronavirus is very rare. Fauci, speaking on ABC's Good Morning America, explains,
there's no evidence to indicate that's the case. And in fact, the evidence that we have, given the percentage of people, which is about 25-45% of the totality of infected people, likely are without symptoms.
USA Radio News. Minneapolis Police Chief Medaria Arredondo is withdrawing from the contract negotiations with the Minneapolis Police Federation Union to help rebuild the department following the death of George Floyd.
I plan to bring in subject matter experience and advisors to conduct a thorough review of how the contract can be restructured to provide greater community transparency and more flexibility for a true reform.
The chief also saying they will work towards building a police department that people view as legitimate, trusting, and has their best interest at heart. The Senate with a historic and bipartisan confirmation. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains from Washington.
Air Force General Charles Brown, officially the first African-American to head a military service branch. The Senate has unanimously confirmed Brown to be Air Force Chief of Staff. He's the second black man to sit on the Joint Chiefs of Staff following Colin Powell.
This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I wanted to keep it light, but apparently many of you have been asking about the censorship of movies and TV in light of what's been happening with the protests and the death of George Floyd. And so some of the latest developments is Cops. So I haven't watched the show Cops. I watched the movie Bad Boys. Bad Boys, what you gonna do? And was that the song of the cop? See, I mix all these cop shows up. I've watched a lot of the doctor shows. I don't watch a lot of the cop shows. I should. I like watching a lot of these, like, reality TV shows. But I don't. Which is the one that is the Bad Boys? Bad Boys, or was that? Maybe that was also in the movie Bad Boys. I don't know. I don't remember. And apparently, that show and possibly Live PD are going to be canceled indefinitely. There's been critics of the show not liking some of the tactics that some of the police officers use. And I don't know if it's exactly like reality TV, but they basically follow cops and cops show what they do on the job and things like that. So it's been very entertaining because people have been watching, okay, well, so this guy got arrested for shoplifting and whatever. Is it realistic? Is it 100% accurate? I don't know. I don't watch it, so I don't know. Gone with the Wind, of course, in terms of accuracy, I don't know. Gone with the Wind was made in, what, 1934? Gone with the Wind, I'm sure you guys have seen it. It's a long movie. I think it's like a three-hour movie. And I remember reading the book, and then I had to do a book report in high school, and so I did a puppet show. I just love puppets, and I mean, I actually don't like puppets, but I love using them as visual aids. I remember I did a puppet show when I had to do my book report on Gone with the Wind. I don't even remember the grade I got. But Gone with the Wind was, I was fascinated with Gone with the Wind because I wasn't so much fascinated with Civil War and all that, because again, there was a lot of fiction in it. Unfortunately, there was still a lot of, you know, reality of, you know, slavery and things like that. And then, you know, rapes. There was a black man who helped Scarlett O'Hara when she had fallen off. There was somebody about to attack her, and a black man helped and killed the white guy that was going to attack her. And he had to run for his life because, you know, he would be in trouble for killing somebody, even though he was helping a white person, you know. So there were realities that were demonstrated in that, and I learned a lot about the South. In fact, that was probably my first exposure as a little girl to some of the atrocities that happened during Civil War times because of that movie Gone with the Wind. And it didn't put women in the best light either. Some people thought Scarlett O'Hara was, you know, well, wow, look at this heroine. She, you know, is tough. You know, she's able to tend Tara all by herself. And, you know, she was able to kill somebody. And, you know, she was tough because, was it Melody or Melanie, the other one who was, you know, married to the good-looking guy? That, I don't know. So it made some of the women look kind of weak. You know, and you know, you had to also look really, really like, yeah, I have a small waist and big boobs and things like that. And I was like, wait, you know, okay, does this really represent of women? And then Rhett Butler, right, going, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. And I'm like, okay, well, that really doesn't help us women, because a lot of guys really don't give a damn about what we say. They pretend. They pretend to really care what we talk about. I hate to say that, but, you know, I've been trying to teach my boys how to be better with girls and women and stuff. And, you know, they've asked me, you know, well, what if, you know, they're talking about something I'm really not interested in. You know, what do you, you know, how do I change the subject? They go, you don't. If a woman is talking about something you're not interested in, you pretend to be interested. I mean, that's what you do. No, but back in 1930, was it 34 or 37? I forget. Rhett Butler or Clark Gable said, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. Because she's like, what am I going to do? What am I going to go? Okay. But it was this big romantic story, and it opened our eyes. It was competing, by the way, with Wizard of Oz. And I was talking about how AMC movie theaters has had to strategically figure out when to open and how Hollywood is trying to figure out when to launch movies. They don't want to have the debacle that happened back in the 30s when Gone with the Wind was released at the same time as Wizard of Oz. Now, luckily, people had not a lot to do with the 30s, so they all went to the movies anyway. But a picture in Technicolor, that was like huge. And so I think they had some competing. If they would have kind of shifted a little bit, they might have both made more money. But that's either here nor there. But HBO Max is taking the film down, and they will return it with a discussion of its historical context and a denouncement of those very depictions. So I'm interested in how you guys feel about this, okay? Because I have my own opinions of Gone with the Wind. Like I said, I think there is a lot of archaic depictions in there, but I, when I watch a movie, I watch it in the lens of the 1930s. Because it was made in the 1930s. It wasn't made in the 1860s. So it's very interesting how they made movies. I love watching old movies from the 40s and 50s because, again, it was in the eye of somebody back in the 40s and 50s. I just am in awe with you know, how people did things differently during different times. The 1950s was one of my favorite decades because I just think the music was really cool and I thought the guys were good looking and whatever. But there are some things that really are, pulling at the heartstrings. And does it reinforce stereotypes that shouldn't be reinforced in this day and age? So the question is out there for you guys. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Should films like Gone with the Wind that you know, have these stereotypes that we don't accept anymore be taken off? You know, should police shows and things like that strike chords with people in this day and age be taken off air, or should they stay on? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I wanted to keep it light, but so I'm getting a lot of back and forth here, and we're going to open up the phone lines, of course. We got Daniel on the dials, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of the comments, again, anonymous, says, if you're offended, don't watch it. So that's interesting. There were a lot of Jews who didn't like Seinfeld. And I'm like, why? It's a funny show. It's, you know, and they said because it annoys them. They didn't like the way a Jewish star was portrayed. And I don't know what stereotypes they were referring to, you know, because I don't want to go into too much detail. And again, I don't want to rehash a lot of the stereotypes that I don't think should be attributed to Jewish people. But it was very interesting that a lot of people did not want to watch Seinfeld. I thought the show was funny. I just looked at it as I was watching it because it was New York. I mean, I love New York. And I was watching it as, you know, this is cool. You have guys and girls who are friends and you don't have to have that sexual tension, even though Elaine and Seinfeld slept with each other. But, you know, you could have, you know, and because me and my friends in medical school, we were like that. You know, I would be the Elaine and, you know, they were the guys and, you know, we didn't have those barriers. And so I watched Seinfeld because of that. But somebody else watching it got insulted. Same thing with Gone with the Wind. I might be looking at it as, wow, so that's what things were like during Civil War times. I might be looking at it as a lens through history, but somebody else might be like, well, this was wrong. And it was incorrect. And it, you know, so if somebody gets insulted by something that's out there, does that mean it has to go away? Now, we had this conversation when people were taking down statues. The Lincoln Memorial, I think, was defaced, and busts of Abraham Lincoln were defaced. I'm a little confused why, is because, you know, he was the president that helped free slaves, but Washington monuments were defaced. Was it because of looting, or was it because these monuments strike a chord? So now, does the German embassy need to take down their flags because if somebody sees a German flag, it strikes a chord? So we could go both ways on this. 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of a gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. So when I posed the question, do shows like Gone with the Wind, Cops, need to be removed from TV? I'm not going to read the names, but we have a no. Another one wrote, so is all history supposed to be forgotten? I see how overwhelmingly this is a very, very, you know, polarized, overwhelmingly, you know, people are pretty emotional about this. But let me put some things into perspective, because I like to look at both sides of things, okay? Because, again, I was kind of shocked by that, too. But, you know, I'm white. And so when I forgot who was the character who I loved, she was the maid in Gone with the Wind. And I apologize, I don't remember her character's name. But she was very stereotypical of the slave. Not very stereotypical, but she represented a stereotype that I don't believe many black people want to be remembered as. And it might be salt in an open wound. So here, many of us might look at the movie with Gone with the Wind and go, you know, okay, wow, you know, this was an amazing movie, and you know, that maid was, you know, she was awesome, and she was, you know, such a strong, advocate, you know, to Scarlett O'Hara, and she was, you know, she had a great character, and you know, she won an Oscar for her performance, but just, you know, it's like, I don't know, you know, maybe equitable to, you know, me being Jewish and there being a, you know, movie about, you know, Jews always being the Holocaust survivor. You know, I mean, if I had to see, I guess, a show where you always saw the striped pajamas and the stripe, you know, I couldn't watch it. It would be hard to see. And I wouldn't want us to always be remembered as that. And so, you know, I understand on one end, you know, it's a historical movie. You know, I look at it as a, you know, a piece of history also from the 30s, you know, and I thought it was a magnificent film, but we have to, you know, understand that it can rub many people the wrong way if even though there was a black hero in the movie, that wasn't the highlight of the movie. That's not what people remember, you know, and so it's, you know, it might pour salt into the wound. Now Cops was interesting. Cops, there's a little bit of history of the show Cops. So this originated back in 1989. Now, it had actually been, according to CNN, it had actually been pulled days before its scheduled season premiere. And it's because there were questions and protests about policing and things like that. And so A&E actually had, had postponed Live PD, which was a newer iteration of the ride-along Cops. But the reason why the Cops shows, I shouldn't have used the word reality TV, I should have said unscripted. Unscripted TV shows allowed in the 90s and 2000s a less expensive way to film. And people wanted to get a dose of reality. And they were surprised that Cops became so successful. And, you know, Fox had started in the early 90s, and it came out with The Simpsons. I think 1990? I don't know when The Simpsons came out. And Fox was a new network. And apparently they struggled at the beginning. I loved The Simpsons as a college student, but apparently they probably weren't seeing profits early on. And so they were looking, they said according to CNN that they kind of stumbled onto the genre. And so they launched a law enforcement block that began with America's Most Wanted. That was in the final year of the Reagan administration, and then later joined by Cops. America's Most Wanted came out in the 80s. And then it solved a problem for programmers because it was a low-cost way to fill time on a Saturday night. And then, lo and behold, it became pretty popular. And so what people didn't realize is as we were watching police do their jobs and things like that, if they kept being called, let's say if the filming was done in a city and the calls were hitting a certain neighborhood and that neighborhood kept showing minorities being in trouble with the law, it almost gave a filtered view of crime and, you know, or however you feel about that in terms of, you know, well, they're only, you know, they're always highlighting, you know, crimes done by, you know, minorities or whatever. And so, like I said, I never really watched the show because I thought the show was great, but Saturday nights for me were, you know, again, in college, it was studying and parties and things like that. So I really didn't watch a lot of TV. I didn't watch really hardly any TV until, you know, I think American Idol and Survivor. But, The question was brought up by one of our listeners at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Do we get rid of history? Is that the new normal? Do we take down monuments? Do we get rid of Confederate flags? Do we, you know, well, if they represent a time that was very, very painful, I don't want to rewrite history. I don't want to rewrite it. We don't rewrite history. But if a Confederate flag is up and it symbolizes something that, you know, might be interpreted as racism, I would say take that flag down because I really don't want to see a Nazi flag up. Now, do I want people to rewrite history and get rid of the Nazi flag? No. Do I want to see, people kitten glove the whole, you know, World War II? No, tell me what happened in World War II. Tell me I need to know. I need to teach my kids what happened to Jews. Do I want to see a statue of Hitler? No. But when we have a statue of Abraham Lincoln, when we have a statue of a former president or former delegate, this is where it starts to get tricky. George Washington had slaves. Our history unfortunately mixed with, you know, some bad things. Do we rewrite history? No, you can't rewrite history. Do we get rid of history? So what I think HBO Max wants to do is bring that movie back, but with a context. One of you had asked about what's happening with Dukes of Hazzard. I don't know. I haven't followed Dukes of Hazzard. Dukes of Hazzard was a show in the 80s where you had two guys from the South, and they had the General Lee, which was their car, and it was about Southern pride. The problem is it had the Dixie song, it had the, you know, Confederate flag, and that, you know, stirred up a lot of emotion. So I don't think we'll ever see Dukes of Hazzard or Bo Duke or Luke Duke come back to the screen. You know, and so the next question lies is, what does future TV need to do? Now, I watched a show. Gosh, I watched it, and it was not politically, I just watched something. It was an older show that was very, very popular. Well, Friends. I watched it at Friends that I was like, oh, I wonder if they're gonna, like, stop airing this because there were some things about, you know, touching someone's butt or whatever, I forgot, whatever. And we don't do that anymore. So I don't know. I think it's important to see what the past was like. I think we need to teach, you know, people, you know, teach our kids, you know, they need to be able to see, you know, what had gone on, both the good and the bad. But we also have to, unfortunately, you know, realize that there is, or we have to realize that there are unfortunate, you know, very, very, you know, bad memories and emotions that, you know, much of the population doesn't really need to relive. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.